This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. And Travis, I am so excited about the show today. We're going to be talking about, I should have a sound effect here, but politics and its effect on finances, right? Isn't that what you want to talk about today?
Well, first of all, good morning to all of our listeners.
Morning.
Yes, good morning, Tony. Good morning to you as well. This is Travis Chance from Navigating Your Retirement Radio podcast. And here at CFG Wealth Management, we're here to try to help you sort through all of the complicated issues that face everyone on a daily basis, and how do we make the most out of our retirement as well. So first things first, Tony, I want to put the disclaimer out. I always tell all of our listeners and every one of our clients, don't think red or blue, think green. But it's pretty difficult not to think red or blue whenever you've got the election season gearing up, and we're now in our third presidential debate, and you know, all the ancillary one-offs that we have coming up as well. We've got, you know, New York is redistricting, and you know, that could shift where we saw a lot of Republicans win last time. That could definitely change the balance, and you know, we could see the Senate now that who is it? Joe Manchin is now stepping down. I mean, not running for re-election. So it's just, I think it's good we're not gonna go too far in your money, but we're gonna talk about some of the political impact and some of the fallout that could happen over the next probably 4-year cycle. So sit back, get a nice cup of coffee, put your feet up, and let's see if we can hit some issues you think are important.
Sounds like a plan. I'm interested to see where you want to take this conversation today, Travis.
Well, one of the reasons why I wanted to at least do one podcast on politics is a lot of retirees and even some of our clients still have questions about, what do you think about Social Security? What do you think the next election is going to do to our benefits? And first things first, presidents do not create things, they inherit things. So the next president's going to inherit the last 4 years and the previous decades that we've seen spending and, you know, Social Security deficits. And that is not something the next president's going to be able to change overnight. Now, one of the things, Tony, I do feel very strongly about is that those that are over the age of 50, I've said it before, and if I've said it on this show one time, I've said it 50 times. I do not anticipate those under the age of 50 having the same system as those over the age of 50. Reason being, I think the over 50 crowd, they are so close to the retirement landing path that it would be very difficult for me to believe that, you know, Chris Christie or Nikki Haley or Vivek Ramaswamy or DeSantis, whoever your pick is, whoever ends up getting the nod, or Trump, ends up getting the nod, it's very difficult for me to believe that they're going to change significantly what that tranche of Americans is going to face when it comes to Social Security. So those under 50, let's go ahead and get you out of the way. Those under 50, I strongly believe, and I am in that category, so therefore I can tell you we're all in the same boat paddling together. we are not going, in my opinion, not going to see the same benefits as your parents, as your grandparents.
Right.
We are not. It is not in the cards for us. I'm sorry that that is the case, but it is the truth, and I hope you start planning ahead. That's the reason we've encouraged you to do Roth conversion, Roth planning, at least have your tax diversification with all of your retirement assets. Because you're going to need to plan for additional tax exempt social retirement income, like Social Security can provide if done correctly, with your own assets. So I fully believe those under 50, Tony, I think eventually we're going to see 70 as our retirement age. I do not believe we're going to stay at 67, and I don't think they're going to stop at 68 or 69. I fully expect they're going to go to 70, and they're going to say, you know what, you don't even get to draw early, or either they're going to make it so punitive, you're not going to want to.
Yeah.
I don't know how you feel, but that's entirely in the cards.
Yeah, they're going to raise that age. They've got to do something to shore it up, but don't you also think that they're going to increase the limit on how much of your income can be
Social
Security from?
They already have. With inflation adjustments to the tax code, that number's already creeping up. It's crept up almost 20, 30,000 of additional taxable income on your tax return. It's already crept up pretty good over the last 3 or 4 years. So, we don't notice that. We don't see that because we don't really pay attention to that. We just pay FICA and think that's just, it is what it is.
Right.
But you're already paying more. Now, what you're talking about is entirely possible. They're talking about anyone that makes, $400,000 and more having to pay dollar for dollar on any income over that. And if they do that, that's going to be pretty punitive. I don't know that they're going to do that. I think it's definitely been one of the things that keeps coming up to the surface. Is it entirely possible? Sure. Will they continue to raise the inflation adjustment for how much is taxed? I think that's more likely. I don't think the $400,000 is probably in the cards. I could be wrong. I mean, everyone has an opinion. That's just mine. I think what that would do is that would be an incentive for people to get creative, and especially small business owners. You're gonna basically see them, they have the ability to take distributions from their S corp or their LLC. They may say, you know what, instead of taking this salary, I'm going to take a lower salary and just take it as a profit draw, which is not subject to FICA and Social Security taxes as of yet. So, I think that could cause some serious ripples. I think gradually bringing it up, it's kind of like, think of us, and I know the government used to think of us this way, but now it's the opposite. Think about the frog in the boiling pot analogy. If you put him in a cold pot of water and just turn the heat up and let it heat up over time, he'll never notice it and it'll boil himself. But if you put him in, or try to throw him in a boiling, hot, bubbling pot of water, what happens? He jumps straight out. So
yep.
I think they're going to turn us up over time. I don't think they're going to try to throw us in the boiling pot. And I think because they know we will be able to digest one, and we'll probably rear and buck back on the other. So it's all up in the air right now. There is nothing concrete, but I do know this. I do know, we have had, and over the last week, especially new clients, prospects that have come into our office, especially after Chris Christie's comment of, hey, I've got a 30-year-old son, and if he can't plan for difference or for a different retirement than, over the next 40 years with Social Security, then he's got bigger problems than that, or I've got bigger problems than that. So I think you're starting to see even the most the most staunch Republicans and the most liberal Democrats that have sworn they wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole start to walk over to the fence and tap it and go, oh, is it gonna shock me or is it not? Is it gonna shock me? Is it not?
I've noticed that too. Yeah.
Well, but Tony, honestly, it has to. People don't like to hear what I'm about to say, but it's reality. And if you don't believe that, I don't know what to tell you. It's just math. Within the next decade, we're going to be spending close to 30% of all receipts on just paying the debt service. That's the interest payments, not principal. The interest payments on our debt in a very short period of time. Tony, that's no Social Security funding, no Medicare, no military, no non-discretionary spending, no nothing. That's just 30% of receipts are going to pay debt service, not the debt down. That is unsustainable.
Yeah, no, they can't keep kicking that can down the road.
And right now, you know, we're already running, you know, $1 trillion deficit. What is that going to do when all of a sudden we're $2 trillion, $3 trillion? Well, we're $33 trillion in debt right now, and at very soon, because of the borrowing and the spending, Tony, do you know that at very soon we could start to add $1 trillion a month to our debt?
A month. That's ridiculous.
So, guys, folks, ladies, gentlemen, you're out there listening. Think about what I just said. You know, and I know they can't keep running this. And I know a lot of people's first response is, well, Travis, that's BS. They should do a better job spending. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know what you're saying, but how are you going to make them do it?
Right.
You know, I mean, we keep sending the same idiots. Sorry, but it's the truth. Same idiots back to Washington every single year, and we expect a different result. Well, Albert Einstein had a theory for that. He called it insanity. Right. Yeah. Because we're doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result.
Yep. Yeah. Crazy.
But let's not get too emotional and too outside the framework of today's show. So. Let's talk about those that are over 50. Those of you that are over 50, I really don't see, honestly, them changing significantly what you're doing. Because think about it, folks. You guys are the tip of the spear. You're the baby boomer generation. You are the ones that are just getting into, you're aging into the retirement process. You're going in, whereas your children, they've got plenty of time to change course. You've got the largest swath of baby boomers aging into retirement between 2022 in 2027, a little over 10,000 a day. So that avalanche of benefits is not going to be able to be stopped, in my opinion. Now, is that to say that they're not going to monkey around with what you're doing? No, that is not saying that. That is just saying I don't think your benefits or the age at which you draw Social Security is going to change significantly. But could they do things, Tony, like, for instance, originally, Social Security was not designed to be taxed. Then what happened in the 80s? Tip O'Neill, Reagan, you had the first Reform Act, and all of a sudden up to 50% is available to be taxed. Then it went to 85%, and that's where it stayed over the last few decades. Well, I fully believe what Social Security is going to end up being is fully taxable. Which is once again why I am preaching, screaming from the mountaintops, please, please, please take your tax planning serious in retirement, because these are changes that can happen and you can't control them and you can't get out of the way of the train, right? Don't be Wile E. Coyote and just pull the shade back down. We have a very likely outcome, highly potentially soon outcome of where taxes could be owed on the entire balance that's deposited in our checking account each month for Social Security. Whereas right now, up to 85% can be taxed, 15% is tax exempt. I definitely think that is entirely possible. I also think, Tony, with all of the talk around the CPI, and because, you know, 2 years ago we had an 8+% CPI adjustment. This year we got a 3 and change. I think that could definitely be another way to help them really rein in Social Security, because I think they're going to get tired of giving those CPIs, those cost of living adjustments, consumer price index. Plus, they've already changed it for retirees anyway, but I think they're going to make it even further restrictive, to the point to where you're really looking at maybe maximum 2-3% cost of living adjustment each year, which is still something, but it's just not over time going to be what you've seen in the past. These are all things that can happen. Will they happen? I don't know. But my philosophy is, and always has been, you plan for the worst and hope for the best. If you go ahead and plan for these things to happen and they don't happen, what is the worst possible case scenario? You're likely to have more money. If they do happen, you've already planned for it and you don't have to make significant lifestyle choices or changes later in your retirement. Both of them, in my estimation, Tony, are a win. What, in your opinion, do you consider that to be a better path forward, or do you think that that's just a waste of time and people need to go on living their lives? Do you plan or do you not plan? What does Tony Shore say?
Well, obviously you plan. I mean, everything works out better when you plan. And even if the plan goes astray, it's just like to sports analogy, every football team has a plan going in. And that plan changes, but you can't not plan.
Well, but Tony, so many Americans, so many of retirees that, especially if they're not clients of ours, they come in our office every day and they don't have a plan.
Yeah.
That is the norm. That is not the exception. You are the rule. And I would encourage you, if you're sitting and you've gotten this podcast because you've gone to iTunes or Google Play, or maybe one of your friends said, hey, listen to this guy, and you got an email saying, hey, this is a podcast you really need to take note of. Ever how you came into the sound of our voice, you need to understand what I'm trying to tell you and what Tony's telling you. Planning does not mean that it puts limitations on what you're doing. It frees you from the strictures of not being able to live the life you want. You only get one shot at this. This is a one-act play. This is not a dress rehearsal. You got to do it right the first time. And if you don't know how to do it right, then that's why you need to give us a call at 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. Or you can visit us on the web at chancefinancialgroup.com. Give us a call or either send us an email. We'll be happy to set up some time to review your retirement, because there is no better time to start planning than it is today. And we'll see you next week.
All right. Well, Travis, thanks for a great show today. Listeners, that does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839 or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.